Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something that directly hits your wallet, AI model pricing. April 2026 has been wild for price drops, new tiers, and shifting economics. Let's break down who's cheap, who's expensive, and where the real value is. If you've been paying attention, you've noticed that AI API pricing has been in freefall, and I mean that in the best possible way for developers. Let's start with the headline numbers. GPT-4o, which launched at $5 per million input tokens, is now effectively cheaper through competitive pressure and batch pricing. Claude Sonnet 3.5 came in aggressively at $3 per million input. DeepSeek V3 is sitting at a fraction of that. We're talking under $1 per million tokens for comparable quality on many tasks. But here's what most pricing comparisons miss. The sticker price per token is not your actual cost. Your actual cost depends on how many tokens each model needs to complete a task. A cheaper model that's verbose or needs more back and forth can cost more than an expensive model that nails it in one shot. Let me give you a concrete example. We ran the same coding task, generating a REST API with authentication, across 5 models. Here's what happened. Claude Sonnet completed it in one shot, about 2,000 output tokens. GPT-4o needed a follow-up clarification, totaling around 3,500 tokens across 2 calls. DeepSeek V3 got it done in one shot but was more verbose, around 2,800 tokens. Qwen 3.6 Max needed 2 attempts, about 4,000 tokens total. And GPT-4o Mini got the structure right but missed edge cases, requiring a 3rd call. When you multiply tokens by price, the ranking shifts completely. DeepSeek V3 was cheapest overall despite not having the lowest per token price. Claude was 2nd. GPT-4o Mini, despite being the cheapest per token, ended up mid-pack because it needed more rounds. The lesson: benchmark on your actual workloads, not on pricing pages. Something interesting is happening with pricing tiers in 2026. Providers are moving away from simple per token pricing toward more nuanced models. OpenAI now has standard, batch, and cached pricing. Batch API calls are 50% cheaper, but asynchronous. Cached prompts, where the system prompt stays the same across calls, get significant discounts. If your app sends the same system prompt thousands of times a day, cached pricing alone can cut your bill by 30 to 40%. Anthropic introduced prompt caching too, and it's even more aggressive. Cache hits on Claude are 90% cheaper than fresh tokens. For apps with long system prompts or repeated context, this is massive. Google's Gemini models have a generous free tier that's actually usable for prototyping and low-traffic apps. And their paid tier is competitive, especially for multimodal tasks where you're sending images alongside text. This is where routing gets interesting. The optimal model isn't the same for every request. A smart setup routes different types of requests to different models based on complexity, latency requirements, and cost. Simple classification tasks, send those to GPT-4o Mini or DeepSeek at pennies per thousand requests. Complex reasoning or code generation, route to Claude Sonnet or GPT-4o. Multilingual content, Qwen or Gemini often outperform at lower cost. With Crazy Router, you set this up once. One API key, one endpoint, and your routing rules handle the rest. We've seen teams cut their AI API bills by 40 to 60% just by routing intelligently. No quality loss, just smarter allocation. And here's a bonus. Because we aggregate volume across customers, our per token prices are already below what you'd pay going direct to most providers. Stack that with intelligent routing and you're looking at serious savings. Where is pricing headed? 3 predictions. First, the floor keeps dropping. Open source models running on optimized inference are pushing hosted API prices down. Expect another 30 to 50% drop by end of year for mid-tier models. 2nd, pricing will get more complex. Expect more providers to adopt cached pricing, batch pricing, and priority tiers. The simple dollars per million tokens comparison is becoming obsolete. 3rd, the winners will be developers who treat model selection as a dynamic optimization problem, not a one-time decision. The best model today might not be the best model next month. Build your stack to be flexible. That's your AI pricing update for April 2026. The bottom line: don't overpay, don't lock in, and benchmark on your actual workloads. If you want to try multi-model routing with built-in cost optimization, check out crazyrouter.com. One API key, 600 plus models, lower than official pricing. See you next episode.